My message to you today, and my message comes from Psalms, and it's a few chapters that I've enjoyed reading the words out of, and I definitely hope that, and I know that you will be blessed by some of these words from these chapters. So my title for my message is Sing Praises. And as you know, Psalms is a book of praises and psalms, thanksgiving, songs to the Lord. And I would like to start out with a little bit of a scripture reading, and it's in Psalms 57 and starting at verse 7. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises. Awake my glory, awake harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is great to the heavens, and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. And of course, with my message today being titled Sing Praises, I would like to read again that verse 9 of Psalms 57. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. And I noticed, I will sing praises to you among the nations. I was about not to see part of it. Now I'd like to go now to Psalms 103 and read some of several chapters. Psalms 103. And starting at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things. Has a wonderful mixture of blessings to the Lord for his wonders and the things that he does. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. And he says within this chapter, forget none of his benefits. And we know there is all sorts of benefits and all blessings from God comes from serving him who heals all your diseases. And we know that we have a God that has a healing touch, a healing power, redeems your life from the pit, and crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. And we know that he has all the compassion for us that we need. Psalms 104, starting at verse 10. He sends forth springs in the valleys. They flow between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Besides them, the birds of the heavens dwell. They lift up their voices among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of his works. God gives us all of the wonderful things of nature. He gives us the beautiful mountains, gives us the beautiful streams, and the clear, pure water that flows from them. And by it, the earth is satisfied with the fruit of his works. Psalms 105, and starting at verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Speak to Him, sing praises to Him, speak of all His wonders. Glory in His holy name, let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face continually. Remember His wonders which He has done, His marvels and His judgment uttered by His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, O sons of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. God has the answer for all of our problems and all of our needs. And by His wonders, we see and we know what He has done in the earth. And it's wonderful that He calls the ones who read this psalm, the seed of Abraham. And we know that we are the seed of Abraham through our belief in Yeshua. He is our Lord, and His judgment is in all the earth. We need to know that we need to constantly think of Him. We need to remember to call on Him. When I think of Psalms, I think of David and David saying that he would continually have a prayer in his heart or at the tip of his tongue. And this lets me know that it should be just that, a continual remembrance of the Lord, all His wonders, all of His blessings, and we should forever and continually have that prayer right at the edge of our mind so that we go to Him constantly for our needs. Then Psalms 106 with verse 47. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations to give thanks to Your holy name and glory to Your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know how many verses of the Bible that you read that has those exact words, praise the Lord. But it's interesting that this verse 48 does. And forever and ever, everlasting to everlasting, we need to have that thought and that prayer on our hearts of giving praise and thanks to Him. And He does gather His people from among the nations, and He is doing that now in a great and mighty way. And we need to pray for the peoples as they make their way to Jerusalem from all over the world. I'd like to close with Psalms 107 and starting at verse 10. There were those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in misery and chains because they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He humbled their hearts with labor. They stumbled and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses and brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their bands apart. And let them give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness and for His wonders to the Son of Man. For He has shattered gates of bronze and cut bars of iron asunder. Foes, because of their rebellious ways and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all kinds of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness and for His wonders to the Son of Man. Let them also offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of His works with joyful singing. Those are wonderful words from the book of Psalms. And we know that Psalms is a collection of poems and songs from men of old as they were led by God. And we know that these let us know that we should give thanks to Him constantly. And He has satisfied our souls and our heart with the food that only He can give. Let us give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness. And we know that He forgives us our iniquities as we remember ever to call on Him for that. Right now, I'd like to ask if you would bow your head, stand with me and bow your head. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this Sabbath. We thank You for each one that's here. And Heavenly Father, You heard our request and our prayers. And Heavenly Father, we ask that You touch and ask that You heal and deliver. And Heavenly Father, even the ones that we didn't mention outwardly, Lord, You know their needs, and we ask for that supernatural help. And Heavenly Father, bless us as we go our way. Let us remember these psalms and the songs and the praises to You and the blessings that we read from them and all that You do for us. And Heavenly Father, in all these things, we give You praise through Yeshua's name. And amen. And we want to read the blessing of God to us and of us to each other. So let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. And God bless everybody.